The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
And then to say a couple of things about the practice of mindfulness that maybe would be meaningful for you or interesting as you continue this morning of practice. And to say something specifically about mindfulness itself. Some people have a sense of mindfulness as being a little bit more momentary. There are moments of being mindful, of recognition, of being present for something, being conscious of something. Some people, the sense of mindfulness or presence is not so momentary, it's more expansive, more extended over a period of time. But whatever way you're mindful, the hope or the thing to keep in mind is that can the moment of mindfulness or the period of mindfulness be satisfying for you in and of itself? And one of the ways to help it become satisfying or meaningful is to distinguish between the mindfulness and that you have, the presence you have for something, how you're conscious of something, and all the other attitudes that you have in your mind. So what I mean by that is that if you're anxious, it's very, you know, that's, you know, a primary state of your consciousness of your mind, then there's a strong tendency for the mindfulness to be flavored by the anxiety. You know, that it's like you don't separate the two. And so you're anxiously mindful. Oh, I got to be mindful. It's really important to be mindful. I better be here on my breath, and I better not lose that breath, and whatever. Or if the flavor of your consciousness, your mind, is aversion, then you might not notice that when you're mindful of something, there's maybe some subtle or not so subtle aversion. Oh, that breath, I have to do it again. This is a terrible breath, and, you know, and I should be doing something else. And let's finish this in-breath quickly so we can get on to the better stuff, the out-breath. You know, there can be these subtle attitudes that get mixed in, or if there is confusion, then the mindfulness, what am I supposed to be paying attention to here? And so confusion's going on. Or striving is another one. I have to get somewhere. I'm supposed to get something with my mindfulness. So there's a infused in the mindfulness is striving, trying to get to someplace else besides here. Or another one more dimension is there can be a lot of selfing involved, a lot of self-identity, self-representation, self-image involved in that we're operating under. It's all about me, thank you. And so the mindfulness is also all about me, like, you know, so it's tied in with our self-image or self-consciousness. And mindfulness itself, or presence, or being conscious itself, can be a lot simpler. It's not meant to be intimately tied to these other attitudes of the mind. And one way to help make mindfulness satisfying or meaningful is to experiment and find a way where the mindfulness is so simple that it's not tied to these other attitudes. It's not easy to do because some of these other attitudes are so, it's like they say, the fish doesn't see the water it swims in. Sometimes we don't see the mood we're swimming in. But the idea, if the moment of mindfulness, if the experience of knowing or experience of being present for something is not satisfying, that's a good indication that you're somehow probably entangled. You're not really independent with the mindfulness. You've somehow been influenced by other things. And to look for how is it that mindfulness, being present for something, there's some aspect of being, it's satisfying to do so. It doesn't mean that your anxiety or your headache or your aversion or your selfing has stopped. That can continue. But the mindfulness is not influenced by it. So I don't know what a good analogy for it would be, but it might be that you're in a crowd of friends who are having a tremendous argument about something that they're all anxious about, what to do, and they're all huddled over, you know, like bickering, And then at some point you kind of are mindful of what's going on in the room with your friends and everybody. And you, rather than being hunched over, you stand up straight and you breathe deeply. And you're still concerned and interested and involved in what's being discussed, but you're not caught by it. You're present, you're mindful, you have kind of the overview of the situation. Wow, there's a lot of people here who are really caught up. I was caught up, now I'm not caught up. Now I'm present. And I'm still so maybe, I don't know if that analogy works for you, but if the moment of mindfulness is not satisfying, if the moments of mindfulness, there's something not satisfying, other things aren't satisfying. Everything else can be dissatisfying. But if the mindfulness is not satisfying or meaningful, pay more careful attention. See if you can adjust. See if there's another way of being conscious. And maybe if the word satisfying is not meaningful for you, which maybe easily be, I'll offer you a different word. If mindfulness is not settling for you, if it's not calming for you, or if it doesn't help bring you a little bit of peace in being mindful, the mindfulness itself doesn't have peace or settledness in it, see if you can find another way to be mindful. Okay, so thank you.